And we'll see if maybe we can get Mike's attention. There he is. You get a triple-double, you got to come tell us about it, my friend. There you go. Grab that headset there. Mike Meadows making history up here on the Bluff. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you.
Triple-double here this evening. That bodes well for whoever gets the halftime interview on Saturday. We gotta share that along. Yeah. I think Tyler Robertson's going to want to make sure he's in the starting lineup. I think he's on deck for Saturday. But
I hope so.
But 122-78, I think the final outcome was what everybody had in mind of having Willamette come up, you know, a smaller division school. That's what this game is for. But it maybe took a little longer than it should
have
to get there. Offensively, fine in the first half with 57 points. You guys were shooting next to 50%, but defensively, it took a little while to find your legs.
Yeah, definitely. And credit to the other team. I mean, they made some shots, and that's part of it. They got confident. They got rolling. And then we got a little down on ourselves, which was what Coach came in and talked to us about. Just keep playing. I mean, it's a basketball game. People are going to make shots sometimes, and that's okay. But we'll build off it. I'm happy the way we responded. The response and the win is the thing I'm most proud of my guys about, man. It means the world, seriously.
Well, and that's the other nice thing was there were a lot of guys that had personal highs. Moses Wood had a personal high for rebounds. Chica Nduka, the freshman, getting a double-double. Big Zoe, a career high in points for him. So kind of once, and Willamette was doing some quirky, kind of funky things, so it took a little bit to kind of figure out. But you came out with that big 12-2 push to start the second half, huge second half, and you started to realize we can get whatever we want at the rim.
Yeah.
We just got to maybe be just a hair patient. I know you want to play fast, but let their ambition take them out of the play.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it, right? You got to kind of go with how the game's being played. They made us think a little more than we thought, which is good for us. It's good preparation because teams are going to do things to try to make you change how you play. So it was a good preparation for Saturday, and I'm happy that we got the win.
Chen here with Mike Meadows, 15 points, 10 rebounds, 11 assists. I'm sure you're going to get the box score or something and
hopefully
get a picture and have some family do something here.
Yeah.
Did you get a game ball? I know the game ball is going to Coach for his first win.
Yeah,
was
he
there
deserves
another
it.
One?
He deserves it. I hope he does get it, but I didn't get one. That's okay. I'm just happy we got the win. That's
there
all that
go.
Matters to me. That's all I care about.
So now fast and furious start to the season.
Yeah.
So second game in 3 days, you'll play 3 and 5 days against Alcorn State. We were watching a little bit. They played that early game against Washington State there.
Mm-hmm.
We were watching while we were having our team meal before our opener.
Yep.
And a team very similar to this, not a ton of size or height, but a lot of guys that like to go off the bounce. So how will this game prepare you to take on the Braves?
Right. I think it was a great preparation. I mean, Alcorn State is a really talented team. They like to play fast. They like to get under your skin and make you play a little faster than you would like. But that's okay. I feel like if we be patient and take our time, we can get good shots and hopefully knock them down and get another win.
Well, and we saw some of that. We saw Moses Wood get comfortable at the three-point range. Jack Perry's always comfortable at the three-point range. Only two players didn't end up in double figures. How important was that to see the balanced scoring?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, it's about our family aspect. It goes back to that. We're sharing the ball. We're moving it. I think we had a good amount of assists tonight as a team. So that's always good to see. But, again, I'm really, really happy how we responded in the second half. It's easy to get down and give up and be pointing the finger, but we didn't do that. We huddled in, we got together, and we came out and we responded.
How much of Coach Lagan's halftime speech can you share on the air?
Yeah, I mean, actually, I'll surprise you. Coach Lagan's came in very calm.
Okay.
He's very good at reading the room. He's very good at doing that. He knows that we know that wasn't okay and that we got to be better. He just let us know that if you guys aren't better, you're going to lose this game. It's a basketball game. Guys are making shots. You got to respond, and we did.
For them, their highlight, Cedric Coward as a freshman, 24 points. And you
really
think about,
player.
Okay, you think about what a D3 team usually is, and there's a couple, you know, Whitworth and Whitman. I don't know if you played them out at Eastern Washington with exhibition, but you kind of have an idea of what sort of athletes.
Right.
He did not look like
he typical. Didn't. He's really good. Credit to him, man. He's a workhorse. He was playing hard the whole game. He was drenched in sweat out there. I mean, it was good to compete against him, and that's a good look for us. I mean, he's a great player. I wish him the best.
Mike Meadows, most important thing here, it's less than 48 hours until you got to get back on the floor. What's the most important thing you guys have to do to make sure you're ready to play?
Locking in and understanding the scouting report and what we got to do to win the next one, man. I mean, and taking care of our bodies. You know, it's a quick turnaround, so we got to be smart with how we do that as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Great night for
you. Appreciate you. Thanks
for having
me, Jason.
Great to get the W out of the way, and now we're on to the season.
Appreciate you. Let's do it.
There you go. We'll turn you loose, get a shower, get a meal, and we'll see you on Saturday night. Mike Meadows, the first triple-double in Pilots basketball history.